Prayer for Joy During Trials by Emily Rose Massey, read by Leah Martin. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. James 1:2-3. Feeling depleted and defeated was an understatement. Because of all the hormonal imbalances and added stress from the severe, chronic sleep deprivation caused by a baby who woke continually through the night, I experienced depression on and off for months as a postpartum mother. My marriage was also under so much strain because I simply wasn't behaving like myself whatsoever and was on edge or emotional all the time. As a Christian, it felt like such a fight to hold on to peace and hope and joy. Knowing that true peace, hope, and joy aren't circumstantial, I really had to lean on God's grace to get through every single day unlike any other time in my life. I knew the Bible told me that I needed to count it all joy in the midst of these trials, but I needed God to give me eyes to see the why behind that and empower me toward the how as well. We find in the opening of James's letter to the tribes of Israel, after his initial greeting, he immediately begins exhorting and encouraging God's people that the storms of life aren't for no reason at all. There's purpose within the pain. James 1:2-3 says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience." James 1:3 reveals that this sharpening or testing of our faith will cause patience in us to grow and strengthen, and it's a fruit of the Spirit. God will often use painful, uncomfortable, and stressful situations to sanctify us so that we're conformed more into the image of Christ. We can have joy knowing that these storms of life and difficulties are molding us into looking more like Christ. When our lives are filled with trials, we must be able to look to the future, to heaven, to find the joy that can soothe our weary soul. Our joy must be based on looking to God and to the inheritance we'll receive in heaven. That's exactly what Jesus did. He was able to endure the cross because of the joy that was set before him, Hebrews 12:2. We too must realize that the suffering we endure in this life cannot compare with the joy that's laid up for us in heaven. To be able to count all suffering as joyful, we must be able to trust God. Even if you can't see your circumstances changing, God is working behind the scenes always. And the most important thing is that He's changing you in the midst of it all. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, my soul is weary, and my current circumstances feel too heavy to carry most days. I'm having trouble believing the clouds are going to part, and if I'll ever see the sun again in my life. But I know you're faithful, and you never leave me in my suffering. I ask that you would use the hard times in my life to create a fountain of joy in my heart. Help me to fix my gaze on eternity and the joyful day that will be when I see you face to face. Lord, I trust you and I thank you for your nearness. I ask that your joy would fill me up even when I feel so empty. I cling to you always. In Jesus' name, amen.
Is life feeling chaotic? I get it. I'm Rachel Wojo, host of the Untangling Life podcast, Don't miss the passionate encouragement and faith-based resources you need to help you clear your head and calm your heart. As Shell says, it feels like Rachel always knows what I need to hear. She keeps it real and is so humble. Her podcast is just the cherry on top. Enjoy Untangling Life with Rachel Wojo on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast app now.